In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yeah, let's do that. It's time for Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everyone in the family. Alan Adams here from The Main Edge. Good Monday, Mr. Adams.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am just dandy. Yourself?
I can't complain. I'm sitting here. I wore shorts today.
Me so, too. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's one of those things where it's like, I know I'm going to, yeah, you're going to have to pry them off me at this point. So
80 degrees on Wednesday.
That's what I hear.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, and then of course it's immediately going to go back down to the mid 50s. But,
oh, that, sure.
But you know, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll absolutely take it.
No problem with that. You had a good weekend?
I did. We had some fun playing on Friday night.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a hoot.
Man, Lucas Richmond, that man's got some stories.
Yeah, dude can tell a story for sure. He has lived a rich and full life.
Yeah, I mean, so many stories. Like anybody else would start with, I won a Grammy Award.
Yeah, like most, like he kind of buried the lead on us. It's like, you know, it's like we get towards the end. It's like, oh, by the way, you know, there's this story. And the Grammy part was just like a tangential, like almost an aside.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to see the hard hat hootenanny. But, oh, by the way, I won a Grammy. Yeah.
But my favorite story was that Captain Steubing bought him his first suit.
Yes.
His first set of tails.
That's pretty delightful.
Because Captain Steubing dated his mother in college.
Just a layer upon layer of delightfulness, yeah. Coming out of Lucas Richmond on Friday night.
It was very cool to be a part of that down at Improv Acadia. And we're getting ready for another focus group show in the merry month of May. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
right?
May 25th is the next one. That's going to be at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We'll be in the ballroom. Doing what we do.
Super duper. All right, at the movies, people only talking about one movie this week, including you. You got to see the newest Avengers.
Yeah, Avengers Infinity War. It's pretty remarkable for those who maybe haven't heard yet. It is, I believe, officially, it has officially had the largest opening weekend at the box office in cinematic history. And granted, this isn't adjusted for inflation or anything like that, but yeah, they did $250 million at the domestic box office this weekend.
Wow,
$250 million dollars, and worldwide, I think they came in right around $640 million for the weekend, and that's not including Russia or China, to gigantic overseas box office places, especially for movies like this, where the movie hasn't opened yet and won't open for another week or so. So it's a remarkable thing. It's the culmination of, you know, basically 10 years, 20 movies, and pretty much everybody went to go see it. And I was among them. It's funny, and I never do this. We actually got tickets. We bought tickets in advance because we wanted to make sure we were going to be able to to get into a screening. Because you just never you never know. And judging from the turnout at the Bangor Mall Cinemas, which is where we went to see the show. Which by the way, I don't know if you've been there since they put the recliners in.
Isn't it beautiful?
But it's fantastic. It was always a fun place to go see a movie, but now it is just delightful.
Did you watch with your feet up?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Just the idea that I can put my feet up. Like I can't imagine a scenario where I don't at this point. It's like,
right.
I mean, and it's not even like, you don't even have to pull like you just push a button and your feet go up, and it's like, yeah, no, this is exactly the right blend of out in public and in my living room that I'm looking for when I go to the movies. But yeah, Infinity War, I believe it is. It's officially the 19th entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and this is serving as sort of the beginning. I'm calling it. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of an end. They're bringing the what they're calling Phase 3 of the Marvel movies to a close with this movie paired with the sort of second half that will be coming next summer. And yeah, it's funny. I was spending some time thinking about what I was going to say when I came in here, because I feel like it's really, really important to avoid spoilers with a movie like right. this one. And granted, I mean, $250 million at the box office. If someone wanted to go see it, they've probably gone to see it by now. But just on the off chance, like you don't want to do anything that's going to somehow influence people's enjoyment of the movie.
Carrie, for instance, who's not going to see it for a month, just on principle.
and I understand that. but yeah, it's one of those things where there's a lot that goes on in a movie like this. You know, it's a very ambitious sort of crossover event where they're bringing together the characters from all these disparate properties into one place. And the idea of me saying something that would somehow detract from someone's enjoyment of that experience, like, I can't have that. Like, as someone who grew up reading these comic books and dreaming of being able to see a cinematic rendering like we've been getting over the last 10 years of these stories, I would hate to ruin anything for anyone. So we're going to keep it pretty simple. The basic bare bones idea of it is there's this this alien, this guy from Titan named Thanos, voiced by Josh Brolin, who is through the collection of the MCU MacGuffins known as the Infinity Stones. They've been floating around since pretty much from the inception of the MCU. He's collecting them together in an effort to have the power necessary to eliminate half the population of the universe. Mm. That's his big bad goal, and it's his motivations are surprisingly nuanced. I'm not going to go into the details about them, but it's a step beyond the standard evil for evil's sake that you sometimes get with the superhero supervillain kind of thing. And granted, I mean, it doesn't really make sense, but at least it's like, at least there seems to be a sort of genuine motivation behind the actions other than sort of just mustache twirling evil. So he's looking to gather together these stones and basically all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe's heroes are banding together to stop him in various ways. And the way it works is they don't bring everyone together all at once, which is great because it would have been an absolute circus. Instead, they sort of split them off into various like groupings, which I think is a really good idea. And I don't think it's spoiling to kind of share like some of the dynamics that come together. Like you wind up with Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy are together. Iron Man and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man kind of wind up together. You know, Captain America and Black Widow and Falcon and those guys wind up together. Everybody, you know, we all show up in Wakanda. I think the trailer is pretty much, you know, established that. So I can't, you know, I'm not giving anything away there. And basically it comes down to them sort of coming together, in an effort to prevent, what would basically be, you know, a universe wide catastrophe. And that is as far as I'm going to go, Rich, because there's a lot that this movie's, over 2.5 hours long. And you've got some, you know, three dozen like, you know, notable superheroes that make appearances. A lot goes on, and there's a lot of stuff that I just can't tell you, Rich. I can't tell you because it's one of those things where it's maybe one of the first times that we felt something resembling real stakes in one of these movies. And granted, a lot of that feeling of stakes is generated by the fact that, well, we know that certain prominent members of the MCU acting stable are coming to the ends of their respective contracts. And so you kind of know that there are certain logistical things that are going to happen at some point. But you still don't know how, you don't know when, you know, any of that stuff. And so, And honestly, like I had certain expectations going in, and I was genuinely surprised with the way some of the stuff was handled. It's got a very it's not a particularly satisfying conclusion to the film. Just in terms of as someone who's depending on which side you're on, I suppose. But yeah, it's one of the best constructed one of these movies. There are some phenomenal set pieces. Like one of, and Carrie will get a kick out of this. There's a sequence that might be the most legitimately like comic booky like fight I've seen in any of these movies. Like,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, like it's one of those, and you'll know it when you see it, and it's just like it's one of those things where it's like you could just see it playing out on like a bunch of splash pages, like in a comic book, like just the way it's handled. And it was just like, you know, and it's not just dudes, you know, punching each other and stuff. Like it's just the way it comes together, you're just like, oh yeah, this is exactly it. And again, like there's a ton going on, and there's a real risk when you're trying to keep this many balls in the air that something's going to get dropped. But the Russo brothers, who directed Anthony and Joe Russo, they kind of already showed that they're capable of keeping this many plates spinning, because they did Captain America Civil War. Mm-hmm. So they're used to dealing with a lot of characters. Granted, not this many, because, no one in the MCU has dealt with this many at this point. But they really do a wonderful job of compartmentalizing and telling the and following the respective plot threads and finding ways that make sense in terms of weaving them together and finding logical ways to tie things together and getting us to the places that we need to be when we need to be there. The performances are great. Like there are a lot of, obviously there's a lot of really talented people in this franchise. Downey's great. Chris Evans does a great job. Hemsworth has really come into his own, like the last couple of movies. Like I feel like he's the character that Thor is the character that took the longest for them to kind of figure out. But we're in a place now where it's like he's rapidly becoming a favorite, I think. Chris Pratt and the rest of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris Pratt's great, and the rest of the Guardians are like sneaky good in this movie. I would go so far as to say that maybe the best joke of the entire movie, and there are jokes, like it's got some fairly dark subject matter, but at the same time, like they keep true to that sort of quippy tone of the Marvel movies. Maybe the best joke of the entire movie is delivered by Dave Bautista of all people. And it's like, oh man, you're going to give the best line to the wrestler? What else is going to happen? And it turns out a lot is going to happen. And all this leaves aside the fact that, you know, like all the sort of tertiary characters show up, like Benicio del Toro is back for a minute. Gwyneth Paltrow shows up for a minute. You know, just all these people who have been somehow connected to these movies, and they all come together. And I'm really, really excited to find out how this is going to play out going forward. And there are a couple of movies in between in the interim. Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out this summer, and then early next year the Captain Marvel movie comes out, which don't be surprised if Captain Marvel plays a prominent role going forward in the MCU.
There you go. The skinny.
I have to say, to be honest, I'm sort of siding with Thanos for his motivation. Half of the people I know disappearing. Yeah, I could get behind that, I think.
Thinning the herd, man. Like it's one of those things where it's like, I didn't expect a giant purple guy who looks like a thumb with a goatee to start spouting Malthusian philosophies, but I kind of see where he's coming from a little bit.
And the one scene I really want to see in the movie is Cumberbatch and Downey arguing over who gets to team up with Martin Freeman. that's the scene I want to see.
Oh.
Did I get it?
I wish I could tell you.
He's not gonna tell you. He's not.
I wish I could tell you, Carrie. I'm just not. I'm not gonna be that guy. I won't be that guy.
Off the air.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. And we will be sworn to secrecy, of course.
But yeah, all told, a very satisfactory movie going experience. It's I actually had some doubts. I feel like it was pulled off as well as it was going to be. It has its flaws. It's not a perfect movie. I don't think it's as good as either of the last two, Black Panther or Thor Ragnarok, but it's still really good.
There you go. All you need to know right there, except those major plot points that Alan's not going to tell you about.
I'm just not going to.
Spend your money. Go see it. Don't wait a month, Gary.
And I don't worry about spoilers because I know I'm waiting way, way longer than is normal for anybody. So if people spoil it, that's the risk I take.
Well, and I mean, the reality is, like, you've got, you've got enough of a comic book sort of background where it's like, you have more of an idea of what's going to be happening than most people do anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I've read these stories before and I know how they work out. I did get a chance. I did not go see Avengers, but I did see another movie that you reviewed very nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet Place.
Oh, so good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I did enjoy that a lot this weekend. That's me, contradictory me. Everybody else is at Avengers. Me and five other people, two of them being my family, are in the Quiet Place movie next door going, I hope they turn the Avengers down.
Did it leak through?
You could hear it a little bit.
But, oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Too funny.
There you go. Thank you, Alan.
My pleasure.
Alan Adams, every Monday talking movies with us here on Downtown.